on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light's switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
Well, it is all happening. The Cyril Rowe Cup final is coming up. The preludes for the Golden Easter Egg, the Australian Cup Carnival out of the Meadows. And to bring us right up to date, our regular host on a Monday, good morning to Dave Carlson. How are you, Dave?
I'm very well, thank you, Andrew. Great to be working with the mighty Hoss. What have you done with Cozzy? Have you got him in a cage somewhere tied up?
Yeah, I've got him tied up because he needs a holiday. So he's he doesn't like taking them, but he's taking one right now. So we're looking forward to having him back in a couple of weeks. But it's all happening, Dave.
It certainly is, Andrew. Good morning to you and everybody listening. Welcome to Going Greyhounds. Following up a sensational weekend of group racing headed by night number one of the $1.3 million Australian Cup Carnival at the Meadows. The three Group 1 winning trainers will be on the show, Robbie Britton, Brett Bravo and Lisa Delbridge, whose husband Mark put the polish on the rookie Rebel winner Dinah Dean. Now, first up, we've got him on the side of the road. He's in the country somewhere and he's pulled over so he could get good coverage. I'm talking about Queensland conditioner Tommy Savellas. He joins us after his bitch Del Rey won Saturday night's Launceston Cup.
And racing, Hemsworth came away nicely. Del Rey got away fast down on the inside. Hemsworth quickly up into second spot and getting through a Zulu Knox. The popular runners are 1, 2 and 3. They spread out by 4 lengths. Think Racer, then Longview Bell, and further back Apollo Blue. Well back, Bobby Bounders back second last, and Chief Jet Parted is last of all. Del Rey in front leads the way. Zulu Knox looks the danger coming around the home turn, then Hemsworth. It's Del Rey in front by 2. Del Rey leading in the cup, and Del Rey! Del Rey takes the cup from Zulu Knox and Hemsworth third. Fourth home, Chief Jet Parted.
Congratulations to you, Tommy, and thank you for pulling over. Whereabouts are you at the moment?
Oh, just up out the country, mate, out the back of Ipswich, picking up a dog soon. So just on the road, mate.
Oh, good on you, Tom. Well, congratulations on the win in the Launceston Cup. Del Rey, she pinged from the one, and if you lead into that first turn on that track, it's a massive advantage.
Yeah, everyone said the rails is the place to be, and if you're out in front, even better. So that was why we sort of took her and soft scene for it, because both have got those sort of habits where they can get out good and they rail hard.
Soft sand, of course, was in the outside box in the heats, and things didn't go that greyhound's way. Del Rey, as you told us when we had you on the show last week, she took a little while to settle in into Tasmania. You said she's timid, so you went down there and you spent a little bit of time with her, and that certainly paid off.
Yeah, she hadn't had a chance to have a trial down there, so we knew the first round was going to be the riskiest for us, and the second week, as I said to you, I was pretty confident she could get through. And when she drew the red in the final, it was even better. Third look at the track, she's nice and strong. She'll run 600. And when she led, well, it was the best place to be.
Absolutely. The first section was 508, 17 and 61. And then she took out the final in very, very good style. Back to Queensland now for her. Is she heading back, or is she already headed back, Tom?
Yeah, she come home yesterday. So I've nommed her for Thursday night because she's pulled up so well. She'll have a run at Albion Park, and then depending on how she pulls up, we'll probably look at coming down for the Richmond Oaks if she gets through the run on Thursday night. Okay.
I read that she was about $19 fixed odds and backed into about $7. Did you have a little bit of that?
No, I didn't see the bloody $19, unfortunately, which would have been lovely. But no, I thought she's a genuine each way chance. If I had seen the $19, I would have had something on. But, we were racing for enough money, so no good being greedy.
Yeah, indeed. It was a bit of a mixed night for you, Tommy. No luck with Morris Minor at the Meadows. Femme Filet ran third in one of the semi-finals of the Vince Curry, and Brandy Alexander took a tumble. So you didn't have much luck there.
No, you're right there. Morris Minor, probably half of the problem there was he hadn't been there, and he's always trial good first up on track, so I was hoping that it wouldn't bother him, but he really felt his way through the first turn, and it wasn't until he got in the back straight that he started to go. His run was enormous, but they don't pay you on that. They only pay you on where you finish, unfortunately.
Yeah, indeed. How's Brandy, mate? Okay?
Brandy pulled up terrific. She's back to her feisty self. She's come out of it unscathed, which is, to me, if you have a fall and they don't hurt themselves, it means your luck's in.
Yeah, well, Tom, I appreciate you pulling over and joining us. Congratulations on the win and the $40,000 to the winner, Launceston Cup final with Del Rey. We'll watch her go around at Albion Park on Thursday night. And thanks, as always, for giving us your time.
No worries, Dave, any time.
Good on you, Tom. Tommy Savellis there. Now, the box draw for this weekend's Vince Curry final, Bitter Delight in 1, Yero K in 2, Nikki Nettle 3, Hara's Flame 4, Give It Some 5, Beijing Fling 6, Fernando Bonus 7, Rose Honey in 8, the reserves are Super Cup and Sambuca Hazy. And as far as the semi-finals of the Vince Curry were concerned, Fernando Bonus for Evelyn Harris set the time standard in 30 and 32. The three other winners were Hara's Flame, Mike Steve Stevenson in 30 and 70, Yero K for Darren Russell, 30 and 79, and Rose Honey for Christina Harmon in 30 and 81. So good luck to all involved in the Vince Curry final this coming weekend. Well, I can tell you that on Saturday night, racing is absolutely flying, and congratulations are in order for the team at the Meadows, spearheaded by General Manager Mark Long and Chairman Eddie Caruana, on what was a massively successful opening night of the Australian Cup Carnival on Saturday night. Three Group 1s were run and won, kicked off by the Zoom Top for the Stayers, which saw rivals from New South Wales, Queensland and Western Australia line up against the champion Fanta Bale and her precocious kennel mate, Rippin' Sam. And what a race it was.
And racing. And Fandabar was first into stride, going up quickly. Champagne Sally on the outside. Just in behind them, there came Jalapeno, followed by Quick Jagger. 2 lengths away, then came Packy keeping, followed by Rippin' Sam. And Welbeck Scott keeping, and every rip of the tail, a lap to go. And the leader here was Champagne Sally, got away into the straight by 4 or 5. Fandabar was second up to third spot. There is Quick Jagger. They were followed then by Packy keeping, Jalapeno. Then came Rippin' Sam, the outside, followed by Scott keeping. And Ebby River at the tail coming off the back straight. Champagne Sally Grant, a length and a half to the great Fanta Bale, followed then by Quick Jagger third. 4 lengths away, Rippin' Sam is really starting to wind up very quickly in the straight though. Fanta Bale moved up on the outside, takes the lead, and the mighty Fanta Bale has won the Zoom Top.
Rippin' Sam, fantastic call from Ronnie Hawkes. Well, what an out and out champion she is. Superlatives can hardly do a credit. And Fanta Bale's trainer Robbie Britton's on the line. Rob, congrats. She's just a freak, proving again she can do it at both ends of her races.
Yeah, look, Dave, thanks for that. Yeah, she just keeps surprising us and adding new things to her armour, you know, like she's come from behind. It was a great effort. But as I say, all through her career, she's done things we haven't been able to expect, you know, so it's been great.
You really must, you and her must love this time of year, Rob. 12 months ago, Fanta Bale won the Rookie Rebel, and a fortnight later dropped back to the 500 and took out the Australian Cup, which is shades of the race that she was, the greyhound that was named in the honour of her race the other night, shades of Zoom Top.
Yeah, look, she's very adaptable, and I think, you know, she gets out reasonably well, and she's really a one pacer, and the, if the race suits, she can win over 500, which she's proven. But as I said, you've got to have your luck in these races as well. And we had the luck, but look, you know, she makes her own luck as well.
Queenslander Champagne Sally for Ray Berman led the field into the back straight and still had the lead coming to the home turn before finishing third. Were you confident Fanta Bale would win at that point?
Reasonably confident, Dave. I was. I had my eye on Quick Jagger behind us as well. I was sort of worried about him, but I guess my main concern was she looked as though she was angling for the fence, and Champagne Sally wasn't going to leave the fence, so I was absolutely rapt when I saw Fanta actually move off and go around, because she could have been stuck there trying to find a run that wasn't there. So I reckon she had Roy Higgins on her back.
Well, 42 and 35 was the time from box 4. Fanta Bale making it 40 wins from 60 starts, taking her prize money to $1.25 million, only $42,000 off Fernando Bale's all-time record. Now, I know when she was approaching the million-dollar mark, you were just cautious, a little bit nervous. Does passing Fernando's Bale's record, does that make you equally as cautious?
No, not really, Dave. I don't try to think about it at all. My job is to make sure she has a good week and she's fit and ready to race for the, you know, in the race. And if I concentrate on that, I honestly think everything will take care of itself. So I'm just happy if she gets there next Saturday night and she's in as good a condition as she was last Saturday night. So that's my aim.
Well, her Zoom Top victory made it 8 Group 1s, equaling Fernando Bales' mark. And, you know, Rob, Saturday night's final was arguably one of the strongest she's faced.
Yeah, it was a good final. It's a little bit different and there was quite a bit of pace in the race. I still, you know, like Rip and Sam, he was a strong dog in the race, but you had the pace of Champagne Sally and Quick Jagger. So, yeah, she's been able to take on all comers and been a real marvel, because I think since she went to staying, she's had about 28 starts, and I think there's only once she hasn't finished first or second. So she's taken on all comers and you know, but just done a marvellous job, really.
So the Super Stayer Heat's coming up next Saturday night. She's pulled up okay in anticipation for that?
Yeah, for certain. Look, she seems really well, and that's the good part about it. Her recovery is so good. And I sort of, I'll go in with a fair bit of confidence as long as she can get a clean run.
And what about back-to-back Sandown Cups in late autumn?
Yeah, look, I spoke to Paul Wheeler last week about her future, and we've agreed as long as she stays sound, we'll go to that Sandown Cup, and then we'll work out whether she's retired after that. But at this stage, you don't look too far ahead, because, you know, little things can go wrong. But at this stage, that's where we'll be heading.
Well, Robbie, you've won 3 Zoom Tops in the past 5 years. Cheetah Zorro took it out twice, and of course, the mighty Space Star. And next year, you could be in it for another one with Rip and Sam, who flashed home for second to Fanta Bale on Saturday night.
It was a really good run, Dave. I didn't know how he'd handle that sort of pressure, because he hasn't been racing the best dogs in the land, you know, in that sort of depth. But he came from a long, long way back. I reckon he was 12 or 15 off them at one stage, and to only go down by 2 lengths proved he can handle that sort of that class. I'd like to think over the next few months he'll develop into a very strong force in the staying lines. But again, you take it week by week and hope that happens.
Yeah, Rip and Sam, still only a baby. So I think Saturday night was start 17. He's won 5 of 7 at the Staying Caper. It's really, really exciting, Robbie. But you've joined us so many times because you've trained so many winners, and one of those winners so often has been Fanta Bale. Congratulations again. I won't be on track with James Vandermeer this Saturday night, but I look forward to seeing you the following Saturday night, and all the best going forward with your team.
Good on you. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Robbie. Robbie Britton there. What a champion trainer. And we'll hear from Rob again on The Catching Pen tomorrow night with James Vandermeer and Jason Lincoln on Sky Racing 2 from 6:30. Well, in that race, Fanta Bale was first in the Zoom Top. Jalapeno ran last. And the usually affable trainer, Tony Appap, was not a happy man when I spoke to him after the race. He told me, can you believe this? There was a monumental stuff-up at Brisbane Airport. Jalapeno was not put on the correct plane and was made to sit in the heat for 2 to 3 hours before the next flight for Melbourne departed. And Tony said the dog had blood in his urine in Melbourne and was far from 100%. And like animal welfare practice can obviously be lax at some airports. And that is a total disgrace. Jalapeno and the poor dog finished at the tail of the field in the Zoom Top. Well, let's talk about the Group 1 Tem Lee from Saturday night at the Meadows, with Golden Easter Egg winner Strike a Light at her brilliant best from box 1.
Racing, Aston DB a little bit slow to begin. Speed there from Strike a Light going through to lead them on the inside. Up to second, Curta Maybe out of the straight, a bit of a jam there. And shooting clear of Strike a Light going to the back straight. It raced away. Strike a Light's 10 in front. Aston DB going around the outside of Slicker, though, followed then by Bewildering. Then Poke the Bear, followed by Curta Maybe and Roar Ability. And out of range, back of the tower, coming off the back, though, Strike Light is well clear. Over Slick up to second, followed then by Aston DB. In the straight, and Strike Light is clear, flying at the end, Slick, but Strike Light won the Tem Lee. Slick second, third
you
spot in the race.
Strike Light in 30.05, the first reserve for Johnny McCarthy, the fast-finishing Queenslander Slick in second place. Winning trainer Brett Bravo joins us now. Congrats, Brett. For the second straight year, she had box 1 in the Tem Lee. This time she started okay, and she punched right up passing the post on the first occasion and led by half the length of the straight down the back. What a performance.
Yeah, morning, Dave. She got the red box and was unimpeded at the first turn, and she does run brilliant first and second splits, which she proved the other night. So, we were real happy with the run.
Well, she returned to a total best, to the form which saw her win the 2017 Golden Easter Egg. And, Brett, you really deserve a massive rap, mate, getting into the Temley after having to scratch her from the Ballarat Cup final in December because of injury.
Yeah, it was a big blow. I was actually racing in Sydney that night, and she won a heat of the Ballarat Cup, and she won that by 8 or 9 lengths, and was all good going forward. And the next morning, I was still driving home, and Kelly rang me and said she was a bit proppy in the yard. And when I got home, I checked her, and she'd actually torn a triangle or hip support. She'd torn it now, so we had a scratch from there, and then it was trying to work out where the next race was. We were hoping she'd done enough to get a start in the 10-way, but we certainly had to work ahead of us to get her fit enough for it.
Yeah, tell us about what you had to do to get 100% again, Brett. I believe there was lots of swimming involved.
Yeah, basically, she never had a day off. She swam every single day, and obviously we just needled it up and worked on it. And every day she was in on the mat, and just constant work and walking. And so we tried to keep her cardio up rather than putting a lot of pressure on the injury. And just basically as she got better, we progressed to galloping. And then we were lucky there was no hiccups. She had a couple of trials back. And she's not a bit that naturally gets 500. She has to be seriously fit to get it. So we knew we had to try and get a couple of race starts in the bush with her, and to be able to get over 500 was a big challenge.
Yeah, well done to you again. And, you know, Strike a Light's always mixed it with the best, Brett. She's now won 3 Group 1s. I've lost count of how many times she's appeared at the highest level. 24 wins, 45 starts, over $550,000 in prize money. That means she's just a great performer.
Yeah, she just chases. She just wants to be there. She loves to race. I think that was the 16th or 17th group final. I think she had a first start in the Paws of Thunder, maybe at her 6th or 7th race start. Actually, she was at the Laurels in the 3rd or 4th race start. So basically, since Stray out of Maiden, she's raced open class dogs for her career. And, she's a dog that certainly she's not going to be the quickest dog in the series. But with her first split and her chase, she gives herself every chance.
Yeah, your wife Kelly is a part owner of Strike a Light, along with GRV media man Georgie Ferrugia. They were over the moon on Saturday night. And Brett, what about the Greyhound's biggest fan, Jack Stone? You could have heard him barracking in New Zealand.
He's not scared, Jack, and he certainly doesn't need a microphone. Well, he's spoiled her. Like he was at Winnie the night she won the egg, and he's a great fan of her and goes wherever she goes. So it's been good. Like, George brings a lot of people to the sport. Jack's involved now. He's got a dog that's, he's with us, and he'll start in the next month or so, and he's going to have a lot of fun with him. So it certainly brings a lot of people to the sport. On our table Saturday night, George has sort of got in a bit of syndication, so there was a massive thoroughbred syndication people there, and just trying to get more people involved in the sport.
Yeah, that's good. I'm sure Jack Stone's bellowing signalled the start of many beers that flowed, Brett.
Pretty scratchy yesterday. I think I got out of the taxi about 6 o'clock in the morning. We all headed off to the casino, and I don't know how many it was there, but I haven't even checked my bank account, but I'm pretty sure it was a costly night. But when you have wins like that, you certainly got to celebrate them, because they're short between and they're hard to come for.
Yeah, I know you thought I was soft because I didn't come, but I had to fly back to Sydney at 8 a.m. and move house, and you know how much fun it is moving house.
Well, you could have. I left at the casino at 6, so I think you would have been able to get to the airport, no dramas at all.
I would have been sweating even more in Sydney. Now, Brett, Strike a Light off to the Australian Cup heats next week.
Yeah, that's right. So I'll just go over this morning to make sure she's fine. But that's the plan. So hopefully, we can improve on her last section. She had that real tough, hard gut-busting 500, which she needed. So, all being well, she stays sound. If we can get another 6-12 months racing out of her would be great. But certainly she'll be a lot fitter for the run, and looking forward to hopefully her staying sound.
Yeah, maybe even another tilt coming up at the Melbourne Cup and the Golden Easter Egg.
Yeah, certainly. We'll go to the Australian Cup and then certainly the Egg. I think she's done more. She's probably had more starts at Wentworth Park than any other single track in the country. And, it's in Sydney, so She likes this place. She seems to go well there. So we hopefully, all being well, she'll be seriously fit by the time we get to the egg.
Oh, good stuff. And George says he eventually is going to mate her with Black Magic Opal.
Yeah, like sort of we got a deal. Obviously, I do all the training, and that's my side of it. We own a Harvey's with George, and certainly when it comes to breeding, I used to look into it, but he lives and breeds it, and he that's his hobby and his passion. So I'm just guided by the breeding side of it by George. And
oh, good
he
stuff.
I think that it's a good match, and that's where we'll head.
Well, Brett, congratulations again. I was delighted for you and Kelly and George and all the team, and appreciate you joining me, and good luck getting through to the Australian Cup final. I'll see you Saturday week.
No worries at all, mate. We'll try. Thanks for your time.
And this time, Brett, if Strike a Light wins the Australian Cup, I'm coming out, and that's a threat.
Oh, yeah, whatever. But there's one thing for sure, Dave. If she does win the Australian Cup, I'll be going out, whether or not you chicken out or not.
No, I'm coming. I'm coming. That is for sure. Now, good on you, Brett. Thanks for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
No worries at all. Thanks for your time.
All right, mate. Brett Bravo there. Well, the other Group 1 at the Meadows on Saturday night was the Rookie Rebel over the middle distance of 600 metres. And in it, we saw another tearaway leader from Box 4, Dinah Dean.
Racing. Chasing Crackers on the inside began okay. Dinah Dean was out in a hurry out in the centre. And Dinah Dean's going to charge three down the straight with a lap to go. Six in front over Chasing Crackers, followed then by Henry Racing third. Next over on the outside, there came Hecton Vale caught up in traffic, followed by Royal Intention. Well back in the race there. Second last down the back is Brugolino. And back at the tailors, we're out there. Coming off the back straight though. And Dinah Dean, the leader, blazing a trail in front by six, followed then by Henry. Next to the outside, Extreme Magic in the straight though. Dinah Dean's going now all the way in the Rookie Rebel and win it by four. Second home, Chasing Crackers. Third, probably we're out there on the outside. It got home hard for Extreme.
Congratulations to Mark and Lisa Delbridge on Dinah Dean's victory in 34 and 58. The 3.8 length win from Chasing Crackers and Where Art Thou was totally dominant. Lisa Delbridge is our next guest. Lisa, congratulations to you and Mark. How does it feel training your first Group 1 winner?
How are you, Dave? It's surreal, really. It's hard to put into words because you bust your gut all the time, you know, trying to get that Group 1, and when it comes, it's sort of like relief, pressure off the shoulders, and so no, it's great.
Yeah, it's been about a quarter of a century in the making, and you've gone close to Group 1 glory several times before, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. We Comic Barrel got run down, I think, in the Adelaide Cup by Ernie Bungaro, and then Alan Makoto got run down by Renegade Chief in the Maturity, and there was another one that just eluded me for a minute. But, we always have a go, but this time was our time, so, yeah.
It's actually the win of Dinah Dean was actually your second Rookie Rebel. You took it out in 2010 with Flash of Light, but that was a Group 2 on that occasion.
Yeah, it was. I think the next year after she won it, it went to Group 1 status, which, but that's what happened. And we were fortunate to have her at the time. And she won three Group, I think she won two Group 2s, two Group 3s at the time. So, I mean, back then, you know, it's a big help to along the way, so we were grateful, yeah.
Yeah, Lisa, you must have been quietly confident on Saturday night after Dinah Dean's recent Sandown form, including the third to Hecton Bale and Fanta Bale in the Maidment Memorial.
Yeah, he's been going super. I was confident off the fall, but Mark being the trainer and pessimist that he is, he gave him no hope. But, all he had to do was begin. Box 4 at the Meadows is a very good box over the 600 because you get a nice run into the turn. He does like the inside, so being box 4, I sort of give him a chance, but Mark, you know, he didn't, but he proved him wrong again, so, yep.
Well, Dinah Dean's won five of his past seven. I believe you're going to drop him back to the 500 at the Meadows next Saturday night.
Yeah, we are. It's not ideal, but when these races come, you've got to give them a go, and hopefully he can draw inside closer to the rail than outside. And if he can begin like he did the other night, he only has needs a clear run to the first turn, and he's got brilliant speed after, you know, after a couple of strides, and he's strong. So hopefully he's in there in the mix somewhere.
Excellent stuff. Well, Lisa, I know how hard you work. I mean, you know, I got home to Sydney yesterday morning after being at the Meadows, and in Tasmania the night before, I was very tired. But you and other greyhound trainers would just laugh at that. I mean, you work such long hours, you drive long distances to and from tracks, and it's just a wonderful thing when you can get a win at Group One level. And very, 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 very chuffed for you and Mark. And thank you for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. We didn't celebrate yet. Not like Bravo at the casino. We had racing to do yesterday at Sandown. we'll make up for it, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, yep. I'm sure. Yeah, you're probably feeling a lot better than Bravo was yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sure I am.
Good on you, Lisa. Well, I'll see you at the Meadows in a couple of weeks.
Yep, no worries. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Lisa. Lisa Delbridge there, her and Mark training Dinah Dean to take out the Group 1 Rookie Rebel. I want to wish the Bathurst Club all the best this afternoon. We're running in the Gold Cup heats and the heats of the Bill Kennison and the Bulleye Club with the Gold Cup going forward. Speaking of New South Wales, the state of tracks debacle has continued. Last Friday night's Gosford meeting abandoned due to blue metal being found in the sand. You should see the size of some of the rocks. It's just unbelievable. And in what remains a farce, next Friday night's Gardens meeting was transferred to Gosford and now has had to be transferred again to Wentworth Park. So they'll be racing at Wentworth Park on Friday night, the Gardens stroke Gosford meeting. And Saturday's Gardens meeting will still be run at Maitland, with the Gardens now conducting trials next Monday, followed by a welcome return to racing there in Newcastle on Friday week, March the 2nd. And it's no secret that the new GRNSW management team is fuming about the track closures. And tomorrow evening on The Catching Pen, I'm very proud to say that the new CEO of Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Tony Mestrov, will be joining myself, Jason Lincoln and James Vandermaart in the studio. So don't miss The Catching Pen tomorrow night, 6:30 on Sky Racing 2, and that'll be straight after In the Gig. And I can tell you there'll be a bit of talk on In the Gig about a race at Albany in Western Australia the other night. It was race number 5. All I can say is just have a look at the replay and you can make your own opinion on that. But that's harness racing, and I love the dogs. And that's it for Going Greyhounds, Andrew Bensley. Terrific to work with you today.
Good on you, son. Really learned about that. And we've got to enjoy Vanderbale. It sounds like maybe retirement is imminent.
Yeah, not too far away, Hoss. Mm. And she's such a champ. She brings people to the track. She's wonderful. And the kennel mate, well, they were calling it the Battle of Britain the other night, and that's the way it turned out in the Zoom top with the Quinella. Rippin' Sam is the up-and-comer, the freshman. Watch out for Robbie's new stayer, a real star on the rise.
Good on you, Dave. We'll hear from you through the week in all the race coverage and again next week on Going Greyhounds.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Dave. Dave Carlson with Going Greyhounds.